So why is it that we're always willing to believe the worst? Why is it we're always willing to repeat the rumors? It seems as though this morning is filled with rumors, innuendos. Mary Magdalene. When I say her name, what do you think of? Oh, she was the prostitute, right? The sinner who washed Jesus' feet? Or maybe she was the one that he cast seven demons from. That's normally what we say about Mary Magdalene. But the truth is, they're both wrong. The idea that she was the sinner, the prostitute that's listed in Luke, well, that came from a very bad sermon preached by a very good pope in the year about 535. We say those things that are wrong and they live forever, don't they? And as for her having seven demons, well, it is stated that way in the scriptures, but it was a mistranslation. We have to remember that in those days, if you were ill, you were considered to be demon-possessed. It meant that you were simply ill. Mary was not like Legion. She was not demon-possessed. But for the most part, that's all we know about her. When in truth, the scripture is filled telling us who Mary really was. So who was she? Well, she was one of the first disciples to follow Jesus. Yes, there were women disciples. She was also the most loyal, bar none, including Peter. Mary came to Jesus long before he was popular with the people, when he was a no-name pastor from Galilee. She was probably quite wealthy. She was the one who helped support his ministry so that he could continue to preach. She was there when he performed miracles, when he fed the multitudes. There were at least two resurrections that she would have witnessed. Lazarus and Jairus' daughter. She heard him preach to the multitudes and correct the disciples. And yes, she was there. That Palm Sunday when the crowds were waving their palm branches in the air and yelling, "Hosanna in the highest." She was there when they gave him a hero's welcome into the holy city. And that Friday, well, she was there. We're told that all of the disciples ran away when the detachment found Jesus in the garden. But the scriptures are very clear, the women were there. They couldn't get into the courtyard, but they were there. She heard as lies were told about the Savior. Her heart broke as those who just a few days before hailed him as the Messiah were yelling, "Crucify him." And on Friday, when the only one of the disciples, the 12, the 11, by that time, the only one was John, she was there. She was there as he hung on the cross. And he cried out, "Why have you forsaken me? Why are you doing this to me, Lord?" The others weren't there to hear, but Mary was. She was there when he cried out his last. And after all the crowds had gone, and they took him off the cross, she was still there. For you see, Mary knew where he had been buried. Now the other disciples, they thought it was over. When Easter morning came, they were hidden in their rooms. They were behind locked doors, and their chance, that they were waiting for their chance to escape. They were going to leave and go back to life as usual because Jesus was gone. But Mary refused. The scriptures tell us that she and the other Marys were on the road before daylight. Do you know what a risk she took to be there? It was against the law for women to be out by themselves. And the centurions had been placed at the tomb. They were armed with clubs and swords and hatred towards the Jews. And they were determined to kill anyone who walked towards the cave. But Mary went anyway. Even when it could have meant her life, she refused to stop. That's who Mary was. She was a woman who was so determined to serve and to love that even when the world's hate turned against the one whom she did love, she refused to let go. Now we know the rest of the story, don't we? She arrived at the tomb and the stone had been rolled away. The centurions were nowhere in sight. And she went into the tomb and it was empty. And she didn't know what to do. So she ran back to where the others were and she yelled, "They have taken our Lord and I don't know where they have put him." And the other two, John and Peter, went running towards the tomb. And John arrived first, but he stepped back in deference to Peter and let Peter go in. And Peter was in the tomb. And it was as Mary had said. It was empty. Jesus' body was gone. John entered. And what he noticed was that the linen that had been put on his face was rolled up and put in a different place. But when they saw the whole thing, what did they do? They left. And who stayed? Mary. She had no idea what was going on, but she knew she wasn't going to leave until she had some sort of definitive answer. And so she was standing outside of the tomb when all the others had left, and she was crying, and she bent over and looked into the tomb, and there were two angels, and they said, "Why are you crying, woman?" And she said, "They have taken my Lord." And then she backed away, and she saw someone standing there who she presumed to be the gardener, and he said, "Woman, why are you crying?" And she said, "Sir, if you have taken him, please give him to me, and I will take him away." And he said, "Mary." And in that moment, the darkness that had surrounded her brain